Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, now this is going to be cool. This is fun. You're going to love this. Friends, it is an institution. It will be with us forever. And there's a way that you can actually visit the set of Friends, okay? Jonathan Mayers is with us. Jonathan, how are you?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, before we get to your Friends experience, you're the co-founder of Superfly X. What's that?
Right.
Where'd you get that name?
So Superfly, we've been in business for over 20 years, and we're probably best known for some of the music festivals we created and operate, Bonnaroo, Outside Lands in San Francisco. So we do all sorts of fan experiences, and that led us to celebrating one of our favorite television shows, Friends.
Yeah,
and that's what we're in Chicago with.
Gonna make it by and by. So, you know, so Friends was on the air for how many seasons? Was it like 10? Something like that?
10 seasons. Yeah, and this is the 26th anniversary.
So, have you ever run into a young person who can't believe that it took you 10 years to watch every episode of Friends?
It's amazing. I mean, the way that we watch our television shows now are much, much different than when it originally aired.
No. I mean, the idea that it took 10 years to watch Friends, and now you can probably watch it all in, I don't know how long it would take, but certainly not 10 years if you wanted to binge. And I find it comforting to a certain extent that people in their 20s are binging Friends who really weren't even around when it originally went on the air. And it's just, you know, everybody loved it. I mean, they had this great chemistry with the cast and all of that. And I remember when they, the cast decided to unite and strike, as a group. And if whoever was producing the TV show didn't give each of them $1 million an episode, they were all going to walk. And needless to say, they got $1 million an episode, but that's another thing. Let's get back to this. Let's get back to this. Well, it's an interactive space. That's the way to look at it. Over at the shops at North Bridge at 540 North Michigan. What do you got inside there?
That's right. So it's the ultimate Friends fan experience, and it's time sessions, and it's small groups of people, and it's about a 45-minute experience. And you go through 12 different rooms, which is a combination of set recreations, original props and costumes, interactive moments. And then we have this a great retail shop with all sorts of exclusive items that you can only get at the experience.
How did you come across? Now, you said these are original items from the set?
Yeah, so we're working directly with Warner Brothers and the show creators.
Oh,
and
man.
So the sets are exact. And we have some original pieces throughout the exhibit. And, yeah, it's just an amazing experience.
Yeah, everybody just loves Friends. I mean, just the whole interaction of the cast. And when Jennifer Aniston was still with Brad Pitt and Brad Pitt came on an episode, it was like, ooh. It was like front page news. How does one get tickets? How much do they cost? What are the times that they are that people can go through?
Yes, sure, John. So tickets are available online at friendstheexperience.com. Tickets are $35, and currently we're open Thursday through Sunday, and we're operating about 10 hours a day. And
from when to when?
Yes, from 11 to 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And we're running through January 3rd in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. And then you also said that there's a retail store that has exclusive Friends products.
Exactly. And the retail store is open to the public. So even if you don't have a ticket to the experience, you still can visit the retail store.
Now, I don't know if I should ask you this question or not, but I'm still going to anyway. Does the cast get a cut of this?
We're working directly with Warner Brothers.
That's very good. Very good answer. Very good answer.
Thanks, Jeff.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but you handled it very well. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's a great experience, and it's, you know, the only way that you can really experience the show beyond watching it is through this experience. Yeah. And so lots of great photo ops, and you're really immersed in the show.
And, you know, we had a Chicago connection with David Schwimmer. I mean, he's been in the Chicago theater scene here for years and years. And I don't think anybody saw this coming as to how unbelievably popular it would be. And now, of course, in what you want to call, I guess, reruns, and everyone wants to talk about if there's going to be a possible cast reunion, on and on and on. I'm hoping that you allow people to take pictures of themselves on this set.
Of course. Great. It's the ultimate photo opportunity moment, you know, that's shareable on all social media platforms.
Right.
But yeah, all throughout the experience.
Well, thanks so much for being on with us, Jonathan. I think you're going to have a big success with this, because as far as I can tell, there are so many different generations that are into Friends. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, with the various streaming platforms, it probably will never, ever disappear. You know what I mean? And
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan, and all the best. Good luck with that.
Thanks so much, John.